with more than 60 people, we understand, that have been killed in an attack near Moscow in a theater. Some 145 other people that we know of at this point have been injured, according to these reports. ISIS-K is claiming responsibility for this attack. Why did they attack Russia in this manner? We'll tell you what's been happening, of course, with Russia, with ISIS, and with other issues in the Middle East. But folks, this is a terrible, terrible day. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to everyone in that theater and their families and their loved ones and their friends for this terrible, senseless terror attack that has occurred again near Moscow. Whatever we think of Vladimir Putin, whatever we think of Russia and its actions in Ukraine and around the world, the footage, the video that we're seeing coming out of this theater called Crocus City Hall is simply heartbreaking. It is terrible to watch, and it is an outrage in this world. No doubt about that. Folks, here we are. It is the weekend edition. We certainly hope to have started the program on a different note this morning, but this particular act of carnage is just, again, a horrible thing to behold. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with those who are affected by it. Kyle Warren with you this morning. Of course, it is the weekend edition of the show, and we are going to tell you about what happened in Russia. We're also going to be telling you about what's happening with other things happening with Trump, for example, happening in the U.S. House of Representatives vis-a-vis the speakership. Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to vacate. It's not going to be voted on yet. Could be voted on very soon. Could be a little while longer. She's saying that it's a warning. It's more a warning than it is what she called a pink slip. So we'll tell you about that on the program this morning as well. Also, other sad news. Princess Kate, Princess of Wales, has revealed now that she has cancer and is starting the initial rounds of chemotherapy. This, of course, after much speculation as to what was happening with Kate Middleton following some abdominal surgery, and we'll tell you some of those details. We don't have a whole lot. They're simply saying it's cancer. We don't know exactly what form it might be, but we do understand that they determined that post-operative after they examined what happened in that operation. So, again, folks, we hope it was be under different circumstances, but we are here for the weekend edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we go all across America, and especially on the weekend edition. You'll be hearing this program at some different times, by the way. So whenever you're hearing the program and you want to send us a direct message, simply head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message, and you are off and running from there. And of course, we've heard this morning, and we're glad to hear from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Happy weekend, of course, Richard. Thanks for writing in. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and cloudy after a rainy day. Says, boy, I sure hope these Republicans in office can get their act together. They just can't work as a team. How can we win? Well, that's a good question. We'll explore that, of course, on the program this morning. He says, great music last night. Well, thank you very much. And he says, have a great weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, of course, Richard. We appreciate you. And, yeah, I enjoyed the music because we had a little bit, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, and then Bend Me, Shape Me. And that went a little bit into the Wayback Machine. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We've got some great music lined up this morning as well. But, of course, folks, we're going to start with what happened in Moscow or near Moscow. We understand that gunmen have killed more than 60 people and injured at least 145 people. Camouflage, this from Reuters, camouflage gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons at concert goers near Moscow on Friday, killing at least 60 people and injuring 145 in an attack claimed by Islamic State militants. Well, we can also replace that word, as we often do, in mainstream media accounts of Hamas. Hamas militants, and I'm not trying to be funny. I think it's really important to be appropriate. It's important to be accurate. These are not simply militants. These are terrorists. No, there's no two ways about it. In the deadliest attack in Russia since the 2004 Beslan school siege, gunmen sprayed civilians with bullets just before Soviet-era rock group Picnic was to perform to a full house at the 6,200-seat Crocus City Hall just west of the capital. Verified video showed people taking their seats in the hall, then rushing for the exits as repeated gunfire echoed above screams. Other video showed men shouting at groups of people. Some victims lay motionless in pools of blood. It's a grisly, grisly scene. There was a fire that followed that, so there's still a lot of confusion on to exactly what's happened and who is there still, who was injured or killed, and that information is still going to be coming out. In the next segment, we'll delve into a little bit about why ISIS-K would have done such a thing, according to this, the best speculation we can make. But one of the things that, and of course our own intelligence evidently warned Russia weeks ahead of time that there could be an attack in the offing. We don't know exactly what they told them. We don't know exactly what kind of responses there might have been. But the U.S. State Department, of course, is telling all Americans in Russia, if you're in Russia for whatever reason, to stay put. Don't go to any large gatherings, shopping malls, and so forth. This is the word coming out directly from the U.S. government. And folks, the one thing that really does alarm me about something like this, and this scale, of course, is that sometimes these terrorist attacks can be a signal for other cells or other terrorist organizations to act, much like there were buildups to 9/11 that happened in Africa from Al-Qaeda, as you might recall. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. The Weekend Edition is here. Kyle Warren with you. Come on right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR. MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We are live here Saturday morning, bright and early. Well, it's still kind of dark outside, but it's still bright and early to us. But welcome back, everybody. We have so much more to tell you about and talk about on the program this morning. Of course, the telephone number, if you're listening to us live this morning, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message like Richard the Marine did from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And wherever you're listening from, we'd love to know where that is so we can give you a shout out. And of course, you want to check out KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website. We've got some new cool features on there as well. We got our GCN live stream feature. It'll also play the program continuously, the previous program continuously, and then go live when we're live. You can also, as I said, send me a direct message, find out more about the program. You can find out about the podcast, and you can also now, and this is really kind of cool. We'd love to give a shout out to TalkStream Live this morning, by the way. TalkStream Live has got America's Third Watch right there on their streams. And we're really glad about that and hope to introduce the program to a whole new group of listeners. And we want to thank them very much for doing that. And we have a link for it over there as well at KyleWarrenShow.com in the subscribe section. So check that out. And we've got so much more to tell you about on the program. And by the way, in hour number three, well, the tail end of hour number two and then hour number three, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we will be getting Denise's take on what happened in Russia with this terrorist attack, again, that has claimed more than 60 lives, we understand, and injured at least 145 people. This is a very, very serious event that has taken place. Now, of course, ISIS-K, as it's known, this has been, of course, active. And by the way, I believe it was ISIS-K did the bombing back in Afghanistan when our troops were trying to get out as well. So they are very, very serious, and they also have a grudge against Russia for its doings and machinations in the Middle East. And they also feel this is one of the reasons they believe ISIS-K would have attacked and fixated on Russia. Colin Clark of the Sufan Center, it's a Washington-based research group, is quoted on Reuters, I believe, as basically saying ISIS-K has been fixated on Russia for the past 2 years, frequently criticizing Putin and its propaganda. Then you've got Michael Kugelman of the Washington-based Wilson Center said that ISIS-K sees Russia, quote, as being complicit in activities that regularly oppress Muslims, unquote. Obviously, from their point of view, whatever that is, and that may be one of the underlying reasons why they would be targeting something like this in this manner. No matter what, though, it's unjustifiable, and obviously it's very alarming. And again, if you are an American and you're hearing this program and you have not heard the statements yet coming out of the U.S. government, you don't want to go to large gatherings, shopping malls, certainly concerts, and you definitely want to hunker down for the time being until the State Department issues something else about this. This from Newsweek, by the way. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Americans to avoid going to concerts in Moscow just weeks before gunmen launched an attack at a concert venue on Friday. And again, just weeks prior to on March 7th, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning telling Americans not to go to concert venues. The embassy is monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. It remained unclear what prompted the warning and whether it was related to the attack on Friday. It also remained unknown if any Americans were present at the concert. Again, we're going to be getting more information about this. It's going to take time, but certainly, and God forbid, but certainly if that were to be the case, this also changes things dramatically, I believe. But of course, according to the article, Americans have long been warned against traveling to Russia, and that is completely understandable, amid its invasion of Ukraine, which has exacerbated tensions between Moscow and the U.S., as the Biden administration has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine, sending it billions of dollars, obviously. So again, this is developing, and certainly as we move through the weekend, and then as we move into the Monday program, there'll be a lot more information about this. But again, it is a terrible tragedy. It is unconscionable. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody involved, or I should say affected by this. Friends and loved ones and associates. And this is just a terrible, terrible tragedy, to be sure. And obviously, you know, we're going to see there probably will be some pretty big responses, one might think, from Russia on this, if they can target any other kinds of ISIS facilities or known operatives and so forth. It's not going to be over for a very, very long time, as far as we can tell. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over again to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, this from Newsmax, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday said Israel will move forward with launching a ground offensive against Hamas in Rafah without U.S. support. Quote, I told Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, we recognize the need to evacuate the civilian population from war zones in Gaza and to take care of humanitarian needs, and we are taking that action, and we are taking action in this direction, Netanyahu said after his meeting with Blinken. He says, but I also told Blinken that we can't defeat Hamas without going into Rafah and dismantling the remaining battalions there. I told him that I hope we can do it with U.S. support, but if we need to, we will do it on our own. The U.S. and Israel have disagreed publicly over Rafah for weeks. Blinken on Thursday said an attack on Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary. Well, I think Benjamin Netanyahu would beg to differ. I think most people who are watching this would beg to differ, certainly because if you don't go and take care of ISIS at this point, if you don't press the advantage, if you don't go through and make sure that you're doing everything possible to stop this terrorist organization, you are going to be doomed to be attacked by them again. And what happened on October 7th felt like a real sea change, didn't it? It felt like it was something that was rearing up. That obviously Israel's been attacked in the past. There have been several sneak attacks over its modern lifetime since 1948. But this whole thing seemed just a little bit different, I think, because of the world situation. And certainly now that there's a lot of groups and countries and politicians in the world that seem to be going against Israel as now a matter of course, as opposed to banding together and saying, it's time to stop Hamas. It's time to stop Iran. It's time to stop the Houthis. It's time to stop all of these things and to make it so hard for them to operate that you achieve, you know, a larger level of peace and security. But what do we get? We get Charles Schumer, you know, going out and undermining Israel, undermining the Netanyahu government, undermining the very operations that are occurring. Talk about splitting people down the middle. I mean, this is really, really terrible. And, you know, the idea is to stop Hamas. If you stop short, like I said, you're going to get attacked by them again. It's also going to show the terrorist groups, you know, all we have to do is keep the propaganda going. All we have to do is make sure that many, many thousands of our own civilians get killed after an act that we do. And we just can use that to our advantage. Can you imagine how horrible, can you imagine how inhuman it is to simply use huge groups of people to say, well, they're just the cannon fodder, but you know, our larger operation will be successful. We will turn the West against Israel, and all it costs is all these Palestinian lives. Isn't that terrible and inhuman? I think it is. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Kyle
Wine. You know, I still can't get over the video of all of the illegal immigrants literally pushing through the National Guard troops, tearing down the fence, and certainly not responding to their admonitions, shall we say, to stop and to go back. You can't do this. There is absolutely no excuse for what we're observing there. This is honestly is this Joe Biden's America? Is this what they really want? I mean, I sometimes think that that's exactly what they want, because obviously the more chaos that ensues, the better it is for their particular agenda, they believe. But I got to tell you, I think this whole thing is going to have such an effect on the average American voter out there, even voters that might say, well, you know, I'm just not so sure about Trump, or I'm not so sure about that. But, you know, because why? Because the chaos will come back with Trump. My friends, that what we're just witnessed in that video of the people breaking through the National Guard troops, that is the definition of chaos. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. Anytime, by the way, if you're hearing this program on later on Saturday or perhaps on Sunday, you know, go right ahead. Head right over to kylewarrenshow.com. Send us a direct message. Let us know where you're listening from, and we'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the program. Well, and again, yes, this whole thing is just absolutely just unbelievable. In fact, I think we have an audio clip about this, and this is going to be at the White House press briefing room with none other than Karine Jean-Pierre. And my friends, when you hear her explanation for this, I hope that you're holding on to something You know, if you're driving a big rig right now, if you're driving in your car, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to have to hold on to something. And I'm just forewarning you. I'm just forewarning you the guffawed laughter that will ensue when you hear Karine Jean-Pierre talk about this. We're not responsible. I have to say that as a show disclaimer. We're not responsible for anything that happens next. We're just not going to be responsible for it because we're forewarning you that Karine Jean-Pierre has actually outdone herself at this point. Here's Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre about this issue at the border with these people coming across. Let's listen in.
Thank you. So on this border video, what does President Biden think should happen to adult men who are assaulting and overpowering U.S. National Guardsmen?
Well, let me just first say we're grateful, and I said this moments ago, to Border Patrol agents to quickly work and get the situation under control and apprehend the migrants. So I want to be really clear that everyone who was apprehended by Border Patrol. They were able to do their job, even though it's made it more, even though Republican governor, in particular Governor Abbott, has made it difficult for them. They need more resources. We need more personnel. I mean, we have to have the backs of our law enforcement on the ground who are dealing with this every day. But Republicans are getting in the way.
They're getting in the way.
Congress do not want to help.
They don't want to help.
And you have a Governor Abbott.
Governor Abbott.
He's politicized.
He's politicized everything.
That is what's happening. Border Patrol agents did their job.
They did their job.
Even though, you know, the governor's getting in the way.
Even though the governor's getting in the way.
But I get that you guys, you talk so much about having a more humane immigration system. This video does not show helpless women and children begging for a safe place to come in. It shows adult men landing haymakers on U.S. troops in uniform. If that was happening anywhere else in the world, wouldn't President Biden send reinforcements?
So two things. Everyone was apprehended by the Border Patrol agents. That is important to know.
Important
they were apprehended.
They were apprehended.
They were apprehended. I can't speak to individual cases. That's not something I can do from here.
Okay, here it comes.
They were all apprehended. That's number one. And it... The reason why you're talking about the Texas National Guard, they were there because of the governor of Texas. The governor of Texas put the Texas National Guard there. We didn't put them there. He put them there.
Okay, stop right there. The governor put them there. We didn't put them there. The governor put them there. Karine Jean-Pierre, listen to me closely because... and if they weren't there, don't you think this would have been a much more of a free-for-all by the illegal immigrants who busted through the fence? I mean, you got to be kidding me. The problem is Governor Abbott. They really think that we're stupid. They think that we're stupid. And, of course, we're not. And this is – and by the way, I don't think she was reading from the binder on that one. So that might have been – That might have been all Karine Jean-Pierre, for all we know. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Eric in Tennessee with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about the illegal alien invasion issue. I was wondering if I can here's my opinion. It's time for the American people and so-called GOP and Republicans to quit tap dancing and playing nice patty cake with this as if this was something from 1996 or 7 or even 2006 or 7. We are facing the end of a republic, no matter how you slice it. These little antics of shipping them to Martha's Vineyard needs to stop. It's over. It's time that the border is now at your city hall. It's not necessarily at the latitude and longitude of the contiguous 48 states in the United States. Okay, this is my opinion. My governor here, Governor Bill Lee, he made the news. They signed into law, you know, using AI voicings to record music. And there was a big hoopla. He signed it in Nashville, country music stars, yada, yada. The Tennessee legislature, hey, we're going to sign legislation. We're going to sign it into pass legislation. There's no geoengineering allowed over the state in the airspace above the state of Tennessee. Okay? Mm-hmm. No one in my state, I'm sure other people can speak for their states, are addressing these issues because they're beholden to the agricultural industry, those fruits and vegetables that need to be harvested by hand. that, you know, they just haven't developed the robots to pick or harvest those types of food stores. Okay, they need to quit tap dancing around this China issue, because China, in my opinion, it may be reported, they're helping foment some of this migratory invasion. Okay, the United Nations, it's time to stop. Hey, it's the border. It's somewhere in Texas. The border's at City Hall, man. And I know that, you know, respectfully, you've seen it in SoCal.
Yeah.
That started in the early 1990s. People were evacuating SoCal and parts of California because of the, I don't want to say lax immigration, but it was just flooding over the border. You could sit there on I-5 waiting to go into San Ysidro and see the knuckleheads popping their heads out of the aqueduct, the sewage system or the drainage systems there that paralleled the interstate. So, this has been going on for a while, but, I'm sorry,
yeah.
But it's time to stop playing GOP patty cake. It's time to say no and stand up. It's happening in Georgia. You see it in Louisiana. You see it in Texas. You see it all along the I-10 corridor. Needless to say, I-5 north and south, I-35 north and south, and I-95 north and south. It's all over the place across the states and Interstate 40. So, again, the border is at your, quote unquote, your door right now. I'm just wondering, y'all take any opinions you got off the air and stuff, but it's time to stop playing patty cake, particularly with this GOP that's allegedly, supposedly, the majority party in the House of Representatives. And I don't even get me started on that 1.2 trillion plus bill that was just passed. So anyway, thanks for letting me vent this morning, man. I appreciate it, Kyle. Hey, you have a good morning, man.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate Eric very, very much. Eric in Tennessee giving us a call this morning. He just mentioned about the I-5 corridor. Yes, for many, many, many years, this happened a long time ago. They actually put up signs along Interstate 5, especially, as I recall, pretty much down into the very top of the San Diego County area. As you go south on Interstate 5 out of Orange County, and you'd head down, as you're heading, you're going to go through Pendleton, Camp Pendleton, which I've been to a few times as well. They had these signs on the side of the freeway that literally depicted what appears to be a family, sort of dragging their kids across the road by the hand in order to warn you that some people could pop up and start running across the interstate. So, yeah, Eric is exactly right about all that. And but yes, very, very, I appreciate his comments very, very much. I just can't imagine what things would be like if Texas didn't even try to do anything. And Karine Jean-Pierre and her whole thing of, well, the governor put them there, we didn't put them there. It's almost as if, well, there wouldn't be a clash if there weren't the National Guard troops there. But, oh, but we need more resources, blah, 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 so we can fix the border. Yeah, right. We're not buying that. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Got a great song lined up this morning. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are going through the overnights across America. We are the nexus of news and political talk. And I love this music. This is wonderful music, of course, from Miami Vice. I always think of Crockett and Tubbs driving in the Ferrari Daytona Spider through the streets of Miami. So, as we've said before here on the show, if you happen to be driving through the streets of Miami, well, almost anywhere for that matter, in a Ferrari Daytona Spider, you will go right to the front of the telephone queue this morning. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, we have fun here on the program. We really do. We love music. We love to talk, obviously, about the news of the day, the politics, the agendas. And that's really our passion here. But we also like to have some fun with music. We'll tell you also about some of the national weather as we go through hour number one and hour two of the program this morning. And in this segment of the show, this is where we play a song to keep you going, keep you running, keep you doing whatever it is that you're doing in the overnights and in the case of the weekend show, whatever you're doing on Saturday or Sunday. And we hope to brighten it up a little bit and keep you moving with a great song. So I tell you what, it is Saturday morning, but soon it'll be Saturday night, and maybe you got some great plans. And if that's the case, we want to make sure everybody has fun. So this is obviously a lead-in. I'm sure you've guessed it by now. Here we go, folks. Here's a little Wang Chung. Everybody, have fun tonight. Absolutely.
have a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The ones we use are strong. They make reality. But now the music's on. Well, baby, dance with me. In the world tonight, I hope it's safe and sound. I'll hold you so close, just let yourself go down.
Pick it up, move it up,
move it down to the ground.
Pick it up, pick it up.
Wang Chung this morning. And that never gets old, does it? It really doesn't. It's a really cool record. And I just really think it always just kind of hits the spot, doesn't it? It's one of those songs that you can't be sad if this song is on. So that's one of the reasons we chose it, because it is the weekend and we hope that you have some great weekend plans. And whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, we certainly hope that you will have fun tonight. And, you know, everybody have fun, everybody Wang Chung. So this is pretty cool stuff. All right. This from the National Weather Service, everybody. The heavy snow likely across northern New York and northern New England on Saturday. Then a wet weekend ahead for the east and west coasts. Yes, this is true. And a significant winter storm in store for the northern plains by Saturday night into Sunday morning. Quite an active weather pattern is quickly emerging across the country as we head into the weekend. High-pressure system from Canada will set the stage for sustaining the cold air that is already in place across the northern tier states. Meanwhile, a trough of low pressure currently sliding eastward into the western Gulf region at the upper levels will be instrumental in developing a low-pressure system that will gradually intensify and track up the East Coast during the weekend. In the near term, however, the upper trough will mutually interact with a mesoscale front and plenty of warm, moist air in the Gulf of Mexico to bring a round of heavy rain, mainly across southern Florida. So be advised of that there, our friends in Florida, through tonight. The heavy downpours are expected to be accompanied with strong to severe thunderstorms and possibly squalls as the core of the system passes through. By Saturday, the heavy rain will likely taper off to scattered showers behind a cold front across Florida. Farther north, the low-pressure system will interact with the cold air mass in place across the northern tier states to bring a round of heavy snow from northern New York across northern New England on Saturday, where 1 foot to locally 20 inches of snow is anticipated.
Meanwhile, another upper trough and surface low pressure system from the eastern Pacific are heading towards the west coast. This system will bring widespread mountain snow and lower elevation rain in the Pacific Northwest and California on Saturday, where a couple of inches of rain is possible near the coast, and up to a couple of feet of heavy snow for the Sierra Nevada. The system will reach into the Great Basin, the Intermountain region, and into the northern Rockies Saturday night. From Saturday night into early Sunday, a low-pressure system is forecast to develop and intensify over the central high plains. The system will then interact with a cold air mass already in place across the northern tier states to deliver a significant winter storm across the northern plains by Sunday morning. So be aware of that. Be careful. We want you to get wherever you're going in one piece, of course. That's our aim, but we hope that you can be safe out there no matter what. And yes, even here in Southern California, we are definitely looking to see some rain coming in on Saturday and parts of Saturday, parts of Sunday. So that's happening. And yes, I got my car washed not just a few days ago. So I'm taking the blame on that one. That's for sure. And I had a friend of mine, they got their car washed too. So it's a double whammy, I'm afraid, my friends. And that's why the rain is coming into Southern California. There can be no other explanation. Well, you know what, folks? We love to hear from you here on the program. And, of course, if you're with us live this morning here on Saturday morning, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. We always love to hear from you. And, again, whenever you're listening to the program this weekend, be sure to drop us a line. Let us know where you are, where you're listening from, and we'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the program. Well, of course, when we come back from the top of the hour news for hour number two, we'll tell you more about what's happening, of course, with Donald Trump, the possible seizure of his assets. We've got a great audio quote from Frank Luntz, I think it's pretty intense, an intense message to the authorities, to the Attorney General in New York, and others that think that this is, you know, all one big push to finally get rid of Donald Trump off the ticket. He's got a dire warning for them, about continuing to make Trump to be able to prove his case to the American people that he's being singled out. Of course, he's being singled out. And we're going to single out a bunch of great stories when we come back from the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Come back. We'll talk about everything. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number one is now in the books.
Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
So according to a new poll, majority of Americans believe that Biden is actually trying to
stop Donald Trump, deny him the presidency, basically, by putting him in jail. That's an actual poll. 56% of all voters think Biden is actually trying to stop him by simply putting him in jail. You know, that's a pretty significant response, I would think. And I got to tell you, folks, if this continues, that is going to be the narrative, and the Democrats will do everything they can to try to spin it, and they will have, I think, a great amount of success doing that. But overall, and the longer this goes, you know, the election's not going to be held tomorrow. The election is going to be held in November, so there's going to be so much time, especially if they start seizing assets of Donald Trump to pay this ridiculous judgment against him, or this ridiculous fine, essentially, because people see it as fundamentally unfair. They realize that the fix is in. And Donald Trump, of course, whatever they might think about him or his personality or anything like that, he does connect in a way, and this is what makes the Democrat Party elite so angry. He connects in a way that is very unique, and it's something they can't replicate very easily. You know, maybe not since, you could say not since Bill Clinton or Barack Obama was able to make some of those connections. But Donald Trump actually connects with people, I think, even in a more unique way, in a more significant and more substantive way than Barack Obama ever could, I think. And so that's what we're looking at here. But I'll tell you what, folks, welcome back to the program. It is hour number two of the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you this morning. We're live here on Saturday morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've also got some great new features there at kylewarrenshow.com. We've got our GCN live link right there. We've got, again, the send Kyle a direct message. We've got more information about the program. You can check out the podcast. And we want to give a shout out this morning. TalkStream Live as well has the streams running. So we appreciate that so very, very much. And we got links all over there at kylewarrenshow.com. We got a great question, by the way, from Roy in Seminole, a question about Donald Trump's border wall. And we will get to that here, I think, probably in the next segment. So thank you so much, Roy. We do appreciate that, your question, very, very much. But I do want to tell you about this. I do want to tell you about, again, this notion of what are they doing with Donald Trump seizing his assets. And by the way, folks, as well, hour number one, we did start with this terrible tragedy that has happened, this terrible attack by ISIS-K claiming responsibility, the attack at the theater near Moscow. Over 60 people were killed in cold blood. Some 145 people were injured, from what we understand, in this terrible terrorist attack by ISIS-K. And again, ISIS-K has been unhappy with Russia for a very long time. We understand one expert believes that they believe that Russia is helping to oppress Muslims. But no matter what, an attack like this is simply unjustifiable. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody affected by this. We don't know at this time. We're checking to see if we get any new breaking news about this. We're checking to see if there were Americans that were at that theater. Americans were actually told by the U.S. State Department just a couple short weeks ago, to avoid big gatherings like concerts, venues, and shopping malls, things like that. We also understand that the United States warned Russia about this as well. We don't know to what extent. We don't know what the response was. And unfortunately, this has occurred, and it is a terrible, terrible thing. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that has been affected by this. And again, as I said in hour number one, one of the things that actually makes me
very concerned is that sometimes you can have a signal from a terror group. One attack is a signal for another attack. We know that FBI Director Wray has been very concerned about ISIS coming across the unsecured southern border of the United States. So we don't know. The answer is, folks, we don't know how many bad actors are here in this country. And so, again, hopefully there will not be any other kind of attack that we see something like that here. But again, this is part and parcel of what the Democrat Party elite and the far left are bringing about. Well, we got Todd in Tampa. He's holding on the phone this morning, folks. I think he would love to have a 60 seconds with Todd. So, yeah, it's the weekend. Let's give Todd 60 seconds. Good morning, Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of America. I started with three stations here. I don't know if we're up to 165 stations, but all you have to do is listen to me for 60 seconds and shut everybody else down. Hey, Russia, Putin, are you gonna attack Hamas? Okay, because they killed 60 of your people over there. Are you gonna drop some bombs like you did on Ukraine and kill those innocent people? Okay, then we'll know you're a fraud if you don't go ahead and retaliate against Hamas again when your people just got killed, Putin, you murdering thug. Okay, hey Donald, let me tell you something to your face. I've been to 10 of your Trump rallies. Well, why don't you get some blacks on stage and some Spanish people on stage and say, "Well, this is why we're voting for Donald Trump." Like you used to, okay? We understand. We heard you talk to everybody. We want to hear the American people on stage talking to everybody. I'll smoke Doris Epstein. I'll smoke Conrad Black. I'll smoke anybody you got just talking to the American people. And this transgender issue, what a disgrace, lady. Stand up for our country. Stand up for Jesus. And let's get to work. Peace.
All right, there's Todd. And I'll tell you what, folks, we are going to come right back. And we're going to tell you what Frank Luntz has to say about the seizing of the assets of Donald Trump and the kind of damage that that can do. So there you had it. Todd, he's fired up this morning, folks. We're fired up, too. Stay right there.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, everybody. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course, as we rock through the weekend edition of the program. Wherever you are, we hope that you've got some great weekend plans. Me, I'm just kind of, I'm just glad it's not calling for wind. That's the one thing I just don't like. I don't like the Santa Ana wind conditions that crop up from time to time. It's a lot. So I know in different parts of the country, you get pretty big thunderstorms and windstorms and so forth, and you get trees over and power lines down and so forth. And so when the wind hits Southern California, it's literally no fun, especially when it's hot outside. It just becomes miserable. That's for sure. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have much more to tell you about on the program this morning. As I mentioned last segment, then we wanted to give Todd a chance there. But I want you to hear what Frank Luntz is saying. And he's over on CNN, and some of the people watching him talk and listening to him, they kind of have this look on their face like, whoa, what? And, you know, it's very funny, to be honest. But Frank Luntz, and it's interesting what he says. You know, I don't know if he's trying to give a true warning or if he's just giving his analysis here, but no matter what, I think he's on track with exactly what the perception is going to be if Letitia James continues on this track to seize Donald Trump's homes, his buildings, and so forth. And again, right before we went out to the last break, or in the last segment, I should say, we mentioned about this poll that's out there. Some 56% of people believe that Joe Biden's trying to put Donald Trump in jail to stop him. Now, I don't know, maybe that's the quiet part out loud, I guess, and say, well, of course we're going to put him in jail because we're defending democracy. Democracy is at stake here, and we are the sole defenders of democracy. You notice what they do with that? You see, if I tell you I am the only person in the world who can defend democracy, so you have to vote for me. Well, what does that mean if you vote for somebody, anybody else? What if you vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? That's a vote to not defend democracy, because the only way to defend democracy is to vote for Joe Biden. And this, 10 years, 20, 50 years from now, historians will actually be laughing. This will actually be like a comedy routine to them to say yes, and they'll position themselves as the one entity to actually protect democracy, when in reality they would be so much more akin to establishing an authoritarian structure to do what? To make sure that they control every aspect of your life, from the environmental control to the political control to the words you can use. And it becomes very Orwellian. It becomes just like 1984. What word can we use today? What person is going to be an unperson tomorrow? How are we going to rewrite history to make it look like what we've been telling you this whole time is really true? And, you know, as my older kids went through high school and they read 1984, they would come talk to me and say, "Dad, you know, this is really powerful. I mean, this seems to be right on the money." And I'd say, "That's exactly right." It's the same thing when we went through it in school and so forth. And you know, as I understand, the author, you know, George Orwell, simply reversed 1948 to make it 1984. So it's not necessarily that in 1984 all this was occurring and would be a direct thing. But it's definitely about the development and the deterioration of the state into what George Orwell describes, right, as Big Brother. And I think, you know, if you look around, I mean, who actually resembles what political party actually represents and resembles exactly what Orwell might have been talking about? Well, seems like that would definitely be the Democrat Party elite and, of course, the far left. So let's listen to Frank Luntz from CNN. This is a really, really interesting audio clip. Let's listen in.
Going forward. All right, Frank. The politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the Attorney General right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the Secretaries of State did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
Very interesting. And again, you know, when he says, "Well, I'm talking to the Attorney General, you know, watch out because of what you're doing." So, yeah, I mean, that may be his own sort of his own personal agenda. Whatever. But what he's talking about, though, from his professional standpoint, I think does hold a lot of water. And that is that you're going to, you know, it's almost like in Star Wars, right? You know, I haven't used a Star Wars reference for quite some time, so I think it's about time. But right, what is Obi-Wan Kenobi say to Darth Vader? He says, if you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Well, Donald Trump is certainly Obi-Wan Kenobi at this point. And the idea, of course, is that then he would go and he would help Luke and tell him what to do and sort of, you know, engineer the events throughout the rest of the films, right? But this is exactly what's happening. And people will see this. They see it as entirely unfair. This $354 million, which turns in to what, the $450-some million, it's essentially half a billion. This is seen as very unfair because it's, you know, Trump can't even have an appeal until he ponies up the cash. And again, they want cash. They don't want a bond. They don't want to have other guarantees. as we heard Jonathan Turley talking about. You know, there's all kinds of things they could do. They can, work with the lenders. They can work in order to secure what they need to secure and still be able to move forward. I'm telling you right here, folks, that I think one of the reasons why the judge in this case has done this most ridiculous, completely unprofessional, unethical, and just out egregious fine against Donald Trump is because they don't want this to see an appeal. Maybe they think it will eventually. Man, they'll see some assets and all this, and maybe eventually it just slows everything down, I think. But because they know that none of this is going to stand up. It's not going to stand up to scrutiny. You know, when you have people who arguably are not Trump supporters, I don't think Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, is necessarily a Trump supporter. I think it's probably not the case that he's a Trump supporter. But it doesn't matter because he's talking about this from a business perspective. He's talking about this saying, look, what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing is how the business is done. And so he said you'd have to lock up every single real estate developer in the universe, basically, if you're going to prosecute this kind of thing. And so, again, it's perceived as being unfair. I think it's perceived as being un-American. And the American people, the American voter across the highways and byways, they feel that. You know why? Because in so many ways, they, in their lives, have been treated unfairly at one time or another. And they look at the Democrat Party elite as being just that, the elite that seem to be able to do whatever they want to do. Remember, if you're Hillary, if you're Hunter, if you're, you know, any of these individuals, you kind of do whatever you want to do. No big deal. But if you're Donald Trump, we're going to stop you any way that we can. And Frank Luntz, I think, was right on the money with his assessment of this. Very interesting stuff. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is next, and then we're coming right back at you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you're with us live here early on Saturday morning. And if you're listening to us on a replay throughout the weekend, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message. You can find out more about the program and how you can hear previous shows and everything. It's all right there, KyleWarrenShow.com. And we hope that you're having a great weekend, by the way. Whatever plans you have, I hope that everything is going well, going smoothly. Well, something that did not go smoothly certainly was the border wall. We got a great question from Roy, listening in Seminole on 860, AM 860, The Answer, of course, our home station, Salem station there, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And he says, good morning, Kyle. Just a question. Trump had 4 years to build a wall in Eagle Pass, Texas. How come they couldn't get it built in that long of a time? Thanks and have a great weekend, Roy in Seminole. Well, thanks, Roy. Well, overall, of course, the Trump administration, Trump tried to build the border wall as best as he could. It certainly was a campaign promise. We'll build the wall. Mexico will pay for it. Obviously, Mexico was not going to pay the money for that. There are different ways, I think, to try to cajole them and coerce them to obtain funds that you could use for that. But there was actually some large areas of the border wall that was actually constructed. And there was about, of course, almost the entire run of Arizona was built. This from U.S. News, some 226 miles, or nearly half the total number of miles built, again, run along Arizona, including more than 100 miles in both the Border Patrol sector near Yuma and the sector near Tucson. There's about 458 miles, I believe, that were constructed where they already had some kind of barriers there. And then, of course, there are some what they call natural barriers. So in other words, it's not contiguous by that stretch of the imagination. But what would happen, though, is that obviously you'd have the house
coming in. And the House went in and they wanted to, and they passed a bill basically rejecting Trump's border wall emergency. This was back in 2019. Trump, I think, was using the declaration of emergency to try to shunt some of these funds. But of course, he was always, you know, being thwarted at every turn for the money for this thing. Joe Biden campaigned on stopping border wall construction. And so then after he came into office, then you had all this stuff just being rusting out in the desert and all this money that was spent. And by the way, they wanted to take the money that was being used for the border wall and evidently build a school in Germany and then go back and put it to some other Pentagon, projects that were not funded at that time because the money was diverted. So that was one of the primary problems with that. It was so much headwinds. But I'll tell you this, though. I think that, you know, as Donald Trump goes out and campaigns, he can talk about how much resistance he had to the border wall. And when you take a look at that footage of those illegal immigrants busting through the chain link fencing, and then going after the National Guard troops again. And I love the way Peter Ducey put it at the press briefing room, where he said they're in uniform and they're landing punches on them and they're doing all this stuff. I mean, and this is to something to individuals that are in an official capacity there to defend. And this mob just went haywire. You know, at what point, and by the way, and I appreciate, we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes into the next segment, by the way. But Denise Simon had pointed something out that I think is really, really important. And that is, if they're willing to do that to uniformed military, essentially is what the National Guard is, uniformed military personnel, what do you think they're going to do to you and me, you know, on the streets of America? You know, and it's just, this is so far out. This is so much of what would just be in, like a movie. And you'd say, oh, my gosh, that was a scary movie. You know, when you had this basically an invasion happen and you had literally no consequences for bad actions and people were having their homes moved into by illegal immigrants and so that they could establish their own residency in that home. And then it'd be almost impossible to kick them out. I mean, and on it would go. You'd say, that's a scary movie, man. But, you know, we're living it. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. And I'll tell you this, the Democrat Party elite and the far left, there is going to be, I think, for the voters, a reckoning at the ballot box that is going to reject all these things that the Democrat Party elite and the far left have been foisting on us. And by the way, if you criticize what happens at the border, you're some kind of racist. If you would be the least bit upset that there is a TikTok influencer, himself an immigrant, as I understand, with 500, you know, 500,000 followers, and he actually tells you how to go take over property so that you can take possession of it. You know, you'd be called some kind of racist. Well, that's just you're mad because you're just a racist. And it's this kind of stuff that, you know, if you think about it for more than a minute, right? If you think about it for more than a minute, it just sounds so silly, right? But if this is an actual propaganda that they believe is working, has worked to try to shut people down. Because the last thing somebody wants to do is be called a racist. But, of course, there's no racism entering into it. You know, and by the way, even in my local area here in Southern California, I've had people tell me of these stories of people that are targeting older individuals in parking lots for, like, the grocery store. And there are, I mean, even to the point where people get into somebody's car with them And I'm telling you, these things are happening everywhere. And if you have, things that are just out of control, and there's no sort of sense of, well, I can't do this to another human being. I can't trick this person and steal their purse out of their front seat while my friend distracts them, telling them, you know, you've got a flat tire or something like that. You know, if there's no consequence to any of this, because law enforcement has been, I'm going to use the word Ketanji Brown Jackson used when talking about the First Amendment in relation to the United States government. Somehow, and this happened last week, right? She talked about how the First Amendment would hamstring the government from basically, and I'm just paraphrasing here, censorship during very important times, whatever that is. You know, this is all where it's going. There's no consequences for crime unless you're not an illegal immigrant, I guess. But there's no consequences for saying something so egregious about the First Amendment that, you know, most people would say, I can't believe this. This absolutely goes against everything that we would know about the First Amendment. But it's just now this the attitude. And, I think that she will not obviously prevail in her argumentation about the First Amendment. Oh, the First Amendment's too restrictive on the government. So what? Wait a minute. Isn't that why we have a constitution? Is that why we have a Bill of Rights? Let's see. You can't have unlawful search and seizure. You can't quarter troops in my house. Let's see. All this. I have a right to remain silent. All these kinds of stuff can happen, but it's supposed to empower the citizen as opposed to having the government be able to lord things over you. Anyway, we got from here to there, folks, from A to B. But I'll tell you, thank you so much, Roy in Seminole. I appreciate your message. And I think Trump could really campaign again on the idea that they shut down the border wall so terribly. And look at what's happening now at the border in El Paso, for example. I mean, none of this looks good for the Democrat Party elite. That's why they have to have the media to prop them up all the time and just talk about how bad Trump is. We got to seize his property next. That keeps everybody looking the other direction, right? Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
On the weekend edition, I'll tell you that much. We got a lot of serious things happening across the globe, everybody. That's no secret, no doubt about that. But we do strive to send you off into your weekend with a smile. Hopefully the time that we spend together goes by very quickly for you, especially if you're working in the overnights, especially if you're working early on a Saturday morning. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're in the hospital working a shift, or even if you're in the hospital, you know, and you're listening to the program, you know, we're keeping track. We love to hear and get updates from Lucy in Sarasota, listening on AM 930 WLSS. We've got the most recent update was a very good one. She's doing great. She had been in the hospital for over a month and was listening to the program, and now she's going through physical therapy. She says we're going along right with her during physical therapy here with the show, and it just makes our heart feel good. I know it does to you. It really does to me so much. And that's one of the great things about this program is we're building this community of listeners and stations and everybody out there. Whatever you're doing throughout the overnights, we're glad to be along with you. We're glad to be part of that, and we're hopefully make it go, especially if you're working, go a little bit faster. And if you're in the hospital, that's for sure. We hope that it kind of goes fast as well and that you get out and go home and get better. That's for darn sure. Well, this is the part of the program, of course, where we like to play another song, keep you going through those overnights, whatever it is, again, that you're doing out there. And first hour, we had a great song, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, from Wang Chung. And this is a kind of a cool one, too. And especially, I don't know, I got to tell you, well, I'll comment after the song here. But definitely, this particular song has always been one of my favorite ones by none other than Van Halen. And this is from 5150. It's called Dreams. Thank you. incomparable late great Eddie Van Halen on that guitar solo right there. You know, you see people like that come along, and I think they really are truly musical geniuses, and somebody like Eddie Van Halen we won't see for a long time. But I'll tell you this, though, folks, that iteration of Van Halen, of course, I think was just absolutely phenomenal. They had a lot of great music, very different, from the original days with David Lee Roth. But actually, I think they evolved and they changed, they made a lot of great music. There's no doubt about that. So Van Halen's Dreams from 5150. And I'll tell you this, folks, it is now time. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience here with us again on the weekend show. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, as always, no shortage of things to talk about. And there's a lot of political things to talk about, but first I want to get any updates that you might have regarding this terrible terrorist attack that happened near Moscow. We understand the U.S. State Department actually warned Americans about mm-hmm. this, and I think warned the Russian government as well. Mm-hmm. But what else do we know at this hour?
Yeah, the interesting. The U.S. Embassy got intelligence. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow, so they turn around and warn the officials in Moscow, Russian officials. And Moscow, I think on the 7th, it may have been a little bit later, had put out an internal threat announcement. They didn't describe the threat. They may have done that purposely, but Islamic State, ISIS-K, as it's known, has taken credit for it. Now, whether that's actually official or not, we don't know, but they have taken credit for it. It may be a head fake, but nonetheless, it was not Ukraine. Let's just put it that way, which was Medvedev's first knee-jerk reaction to assert that it may have been Ukraine, but that didn't go any further. So, but it's bad. It's the building burned down because apparently they had some incendiary devices with them as well. I watched many of the videos. It was pretty horrible. So
indeed. Well, you know, you mentioned about Medvedev and Ukraine. This would have been completely out of kilter, it would seem to be, to me. This kind of attack would not be something that would rally people to Ukraine.
It's not something Ukraine would ever do.
Right.
That's just not it.
Exactly. And now, also, I have not seen reports yet, but do we know anything or have you seen anything about Americans that might have been in that theater at that time?
I don't know that yet. I'm doubtful that there were, but there were families there. So there were children that were killed in this thing, too.
What do you think, Justin, we got about 30 seconds here before we head to the break, but what do you think the retaliation will look like if it is, in fact, ISIS-K? Do you expect Putin will go all out? I mean, they're pretty occupied in Ukraine right now, but what would you speculate?
I haven't speculated, except that they're, you know, working pretty diligently. Apparently they have arrested detained two suspects. There may be as many as 8. But 2 have been detained. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. They were looking at a white car near Bryansk, and 2, apparently that car had several in it, and 2 mm-hmm. got away, and they were able to detain 2.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We appreciate it. And we're coming right back, folks, after your top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
So Kate, Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer, we understand. We don't know all the details. They're asking, of course, for privacy at this time. Coming off the heels of having major abdominal surgery, and they discovered that there was cancer involved. So our thoughts and our prayers and our best wishes, of course, go out to the Princess of Wales this morning. What a terrible diagnosis, and especially with the three children, my heart just goes out, and I'm sure that yours does too. But Kate, of course, has always been someone who's handled very, very difficult times with a lot of poise and just with a lot of grace. And I have no doubt that that's exactly what we'll see from her this time around. But this is a pretty serious thing, folks. And so, again, our thoughts and prayers and best wishes go out to her this morning. And, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is now officially launched and underway. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Of course, Kyle Warren with you this morning, as always. And you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We got a lot of great new features on the site right there. We got our GCN Live link. We also want to give a shout-out to everybody listening to us this morning on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930. Of course, also people along TalkStream Live as well. So we want to welcome whole new host of listeners there as well. So good morning to everybody, or happy Saturday or Sunday, if you're whatever time you're hearing this program throughout the weekend, because it does replay in different places. So once again, glad that you're there. We'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you're with us live here this morning. But we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us once again. Happy weekend, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we talked right before the top of the hour, we talked about what was happening in Russia. And again, there's certainly, this is also preliminary, but obviously the one thing that I've been waiting to talk with you about this morning about this terrible attack, Denise, is I seem to recall prior to 9/11, there were attacks in Africa, right, from Al-Qaeda against our embassies there. And they kind of looked back at it and thought that it was kind of a prelude. Now, I know this happened in Moscow, basically, but, you know, the scale of attack, I mean, does this give us cause for concern that ISIS, as we know Christopher Wray was very concerned about them coming over the southern border, does this give us any cause for concern right here in the United States at this time?
Well, when you consider that we have now got people that are just busting through fences and whatnot at our southern border, I would say the answer to that is a profound yes.
Yes, and I agree. And because, again, you know, it's this kind of asymmetrical attack. And again, it seems to me, too, that the mainstream media will refer to them as ISIS-K militants. But I really do think we should just call them terrorists, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not, militant sounds like it's some kind of, you know, legitimate, you know, this is an army for some country or something like that. But even so, this kind of attack against innocent men, women, and children, emphasize the children, is unconscionable.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think they found 30 bodies in a bathroom at this mall that also died because of smoke inhalation. Remember, the building burned, essentially burned down.
Right.
So they weren't shot. They died of smoke.
Just tragic and sad.
Awful.
And, yeah, and outrageous. And the indignation about this is going to be felt, I think, around the world. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, think what we want of Putin, you know, and his what he's doing in Ukraine and so forth. But these are people that went to a concert, and they, you know, they did not deserve to be attacked in this manner.
Of course
at all.
Not, right?
Yeah. And of course, as we move through this first segment, and as we go through the program here, Denise, I do want to ask you your opinion on what's happening with Mike Gallagher, not our Mike Gallagher, the
right.
radio on the radio, but Mike Gallagher in the House of Representatives. This is another big time resignation because again, it dwindles that majority.
It's to 1.
Yeah, to 1. So razor thin at this point.
I'm real disappointed in this one. We knew that he was leaving, but he escalated the date. So yeah, I'm not very happy on this one at all. I'm not sure that I understand the reasons why. You know, maybe he just thinks it's his time's up. And I feel the same way about Ken Buck. You know, he's kind of a quitter too. I don't like quitters. You know, yeah. Congress is absolutely broken. I mean, it's, you know, for the fact that the House passed this $1.2 trillion funding package, and, you know, it's got earmarks in it from both parties that are disgusting. It goes over to the Senate. The Senate passed it at just around midnight, I think, last night. And John Tester, by the way, Senator John Tester, who's his campaign is kind of in trouble. But between he and Senator Patty Murray, they twisted themselves as much as they possibly could to stop any amendments, especially the amendment about the Lake and Riley piece. They don't want it. That was really in the center of the standoff of the government shutdown last night. We need a system here that tells us, you know, who is doing what in Congress. It puts in these ridiculous earmarks.
Right.
And, you know, the things that go on, unless we want to sit around and watch C-SPAN all night long.
Good point. Folks, stay right there. Much more with Denise Simon. When we come back from break, we'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene as well. Don't want to miss this. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short.
Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You're so hot. The weekend edition is flying by, as always. And I want to thank driver Ron in Denver. I really appreciate your message very, very much, Ron. And yes, I really enjoyed talking with Michael yesterday morning, first-time caller from Denver, listening on 710 KNUS. And I thought it was a great call. I appreciate your compliments for Michael. And for those of you who didn't hear the broadcast yesterday morning, we got a great call from Michael. He was in Denver. And he said he was 28 years old, and just like driver Ron, I think he sounded like a very smart, very well-rounded a young person. And we really appreciated the call very much, and I hope that we hear from him again. And I do think it was a very, very interesting call. So, and by the way, Ron, I appreciate your rest of your message as well. And I'll get back to you on those as well privately. And I will tell you, it is very, very difficult out there, especially for young folks.
especially if they you know, they can get at odds, right, with their parents. Not you, obviously, folks. I'm not talking about Ron, but that's right. And these are very trying times, to be sure. Speaking of trying times, we got Denise Simon with us, founderscode.com. What do you think of that transition, Denise?
Okay. Good try.
That's right. But isn't that something, though, especially nowadays, you know, the young people are so important to what's happening in this election. You know, I'm hoping that they see that there is a bright day ahead. It's not just chaos, because the chaos we're seeing, Denise, is exactly on display at the border with those illegal immigrants busting through the National Guard. That's the chaos.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But as I mentioned, as we're heading out to the break, Marjorie Taylor Greene has now filed a motion to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. She says that it's a warning more than a pink slip, saying she could call a vote on it any time, but in a month from now or 2 weeks from now or whatever, but saying that it's now time to find a new speaker. Is this going to fly? And what does this mean for, you know, causing more chaos at a time when maybe there needs to be focus on let's win the White House and expand the majority in the House and take the Senate?
What she's doing was really kind of a gesture. It is not part of the process yet. It was kind of like the first step to, you know, it's a shot across the bow. The motion to vacate is just on a piece of paper here at this point. So, I mean, it could advance when they come back from Easter break. But right now it means nothing.
Well, there's, you know, you've got some pushback now against Speaker Johnson. I'm wondering, you know, what Republicans think about going into another, you know, in other words, let's just say that he got vacated tomorrow. They voted him out and he's not going to be the speaker. And you've got to go back to a speaker pro tem and this kind of thing and then choose a new speaker. Can the Republicans afford another long, drawn-out thing like that?
No. Not with one seat. I mean, we just talked about, you know, Mike Gallagher. The answer to that is no, we can't afford it. And let's not forget, too, that the RNC is in its own confusion right now because that has changed leadership. And the Republicans are way behind the Democrats in, you know, money on hand. So, no, it's not a good time, ladies and gentlemen. Bad guys are winning.
Well, exactly. And certainly this, you know, but all eyes are on Trump. It seems like Trump, would I be correct in saying that, you know, as Trump goes up and down, so does the GOP, obviously, up and down the ticket and up and down these different races. It, you know, is it all sort of hinging on whether or not Trump can create a critical mass of independents and even some Democrats to go against Joe Biden?
I would say, you know, the Trump and the political action committees that are, you know, in the Trump orbit need to change up some tactics now. They need to be, the messaging needs to be not nearly as bombastic, and it needs to be a whole lot more serious. And, you know, to put things out there in a very succinct, cogent mission. And then that puts the state GOP leaders on call to advance those things, because remember, local races are really just as important as anything else, especially when we need to have a handful of states step up their game. Now it looks like, you know, we certainly need to have that in Arizona. We need Pennsylvania. Michigan may not be a problem, but now Wisconsin is, especially because Wisconsin is hosting the RNC convention. So I don't know what kind of advice the new RNC leadership is getting, and I don't know what they're doing here at this point. They've done a little house cleaning. Okay, fine. They're trying to have a much more lean operation. All right, that's good too. But what beyond that, what is the RNC doing so we don't lose control and have Hakeem Jeffries as speaker, which would be, I would say, a nail in the coffin to the country?
Well, you're right. You're right about that. And it mm-hmm. seems to me that now, you know, given all these things that should be a slam dunk for the GOP, you know, you still are going to see the narrative about abortion, about protecting our democracy, and so on and so forth. You know, even at a previous Trump voter, we talked about this yesterday, but for our weekend listeners, you know, in Arizona, a CBS News report had a previous Trump voter say, well, he's got to calm down. I mean, he did say there would be a bloodbath, you know, and it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's you don't have the whole story there, sir. So, you know, you need and that's what worries me is that you have some voters that'll say, no, no, it's too much. And the media is right about Donald Trump.
I would challenge people, you know, if they watch CNBC or CNN or ABC or whatever, you know, every time they turn on the news at 6 o'clock, they watch the same network. Just challenge them just for 3 days, 3 days. Go turn on a different channel. Go yeah. turn on a conservative channel just for 3 days, whether it's, you know, Fox or whether it's Newsmax or One American News or so, just for 3 days and see what the different messaging is.
Indeed. No, I think you're right about that, because a lot of times, like with this context of the bloodbath remark, you know, that's so important, but they're only going to play you the one little thing and then say, see, he's marshaling his forces and so forth. But I don't even know what's scarier, as we talked about James Carville talking about wet work. You know, somebody's going to take the guy out, you know, this kind of stuff. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. And the sad part about it is that while the bad guys haven't won, they're gaining. They feel like to me they're gaining ground, whether it's here domestically or globally. And you know, if what was it in typing class we had to learn in typing back when I was in high school? Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Yep, I remember that. Yep.
Okay, where are these good men? Step it up. Step up the game.
Well, I think I hear exactly what you're saying, and in fact, people wonder, well, where are the people that are supporting Trump? I think everybody's scared. I mean, for lack of a better expression, they're scared that, as you've mentioned before, that they'll be targeted next.
Well, they are targeted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just where we are. I mean, we know how. That this targeting absolutely happens, and now with the much more common use of artificial intelligence, which is into itself pretty twisted, they have easier tools to do the targeting. So we've got institutions that are against us. Not only do we have the federal government against us, but you've got mayors across the country that are against us. You got governors, you got schools, teachers' unions, universities. Hospitals, I mean,
yeah, I hear you. Well, folks, stay right there. We got a lot more with Denise Simon coming up right after this break. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Weekend edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paldi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, get this, folks. Hamas, through their spokesperson, has issued a warning to Joe Biden that he could lose the election in 2024 if he doesn't exert the will to stop Israel from going after Hamas, I guess. Okay, well, again, isn't it something, folks? Hamas has spokespeople, and now they're going to get involved in the election. Oh, my gosh. It would be funny if it wasn't so horrific. I'll just tell you that much. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 if you're live with us here early Saturday morning. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, what do you think about Hamas issuing warnings now to Joe Biden saying, watch out, you might not get reelected?
Well, first, let me say the death toll in Moscow is up to 93.
Oh, wow. Okay, terrible.
And they have detained 11. Hamas does have, they're like the Taliban. They do have a propaganda wing. I mean, that's, they have a ministry and, they're, if the United States can get involved in all the elections and politics of Israel, then why can't Hamas do the same to the United States?
I guess you're right. I guess you're right about that. But I'm telling you that, it just seems so ridiculous that anybody would listen to what Hamas says. I mean, they started this war.
Do you realize how desensitized we're getting to some of this stupidness?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, something comes in and it should be shocking, and we just sort of like, okay, we'll just add that to the list. We're not even shocked really so much anymore, are we?
No, we're not. I think what you point out is incredibly
terrifying.
Salient. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Rick in Tampa this morning, and Rick, I think, said yesterday on the program he'd come back with a poem. We don't have a whole lot of time, Rick, but obviously we'd love to hear what you have to say this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me get to it. And I think it's appropriate to what we've been talking about. You'll see. Poem's called Masks. M-A-S-K-S. I've been a lover. I'm still a fighter. I am a man who'll give advice. A good man when there's trouble, but I'm not known as nice. I'm an honest man of morals. I'm the thief who'll steal your time. All this and more. I'll play the role you bring to mind. Yes, I'm a master masquerader. I wear the mask I'm asked to. So as you're thinking you know me, I'm a man who hid from you.
Touché.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Now, the reason that's appropriate is because I used to think I was unique, but so many of us hide things from each other. And Donald Trump and I are a lot alike in a lot of ways. Neither one of us are known as nice, but people are safer when we're around. People get things done when we're around. People don't do the things they shouldn't do when we're around.
Mm-hmm.
People need us. But we are not the only people needed. We all have something to bring to the battle, and we
yes.
are in a battle.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Rick, we appreciate it. And
thank you.
Yeah,
well
thank
said.
You. Yeah, that's really hits the spot this morning. And, folks, if you're new to the program, Rick in Tampa, he is our official.
That's our resident poet.
Our resident poet. Exactly right. Well, thanks again, Rick. Take care. Have a great weekend.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks. Take care. All right, so let's head over here. We got Mary in St. Pete, who's giving us a call this morning, Denise. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. For Denise, the quick red fox jumped over the lazy brown dog from typing class, where you get every letter of the alphabet. But I would like to say, I hear so much talk about evil on all radio shows, really, which means you're talking... From a Christian point of view, if you believe in God, you absolutely believe in Satan. But I don't hear the word Satan enough. I don't hear it at all when they're talking about the evil going on in the Middle East as well mm-hmm. as everywhere else. Why don't they use the word Satan? I think that would be much more appropriate than just evil, because it is the same thing. And it's the opposite of godliness. I was wondering about that. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Mary and St. Pete, everybody. And
it kind of goes back to Rick's poem, doesn't it? They're wearing a mask.
Yes. That's very, very insightful. Absolutely. And of course, it's a lot of times things are kind of left up to be some kind of amorphous thing. This idea of, and so, well, I mean, I even mentioned on the program the other night, all this evil, how do you overcome evil? Well, it's right there in the scripture.
You overcome it
with good.
And the good seems to be, it should be all around, and it's so fleeting. It's become exceptional, instead of commonplace.
Well, exactly. And Was it, correct me if I'm wrong, but this, was it Ben Franklin, all that needs for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing?
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, and imagine the intensity back then of trying to get the Constitutional Convention, or heck, the revolution itself. You know, they were dealing with such a brutality, and the amongst the even the political actors of that day, it was pretty rough and tumble.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over. We got Backgam and Bob with us this morning. Good morning, Backgam and Bob. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle and Denise. Three things. Number one, NYC is in a death spiral. And as a result, Republicans are going to benefit in the down ballot local elections nationally, I think. Number two, Biden should be prosecuted after he leaves office. The main reason is to avoid setting a precedent for this kind of presidential behavior. And number three, migrants have no purpose, no skills, no hope, and unless they have a welfare system, they will start to be criminals or riot violently. Okay, those are the three things.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
On the last one, we have forces through TikTok, social media, you know, the telegrams and the encrypted channels that are encouraging these migrants on how to be lawbreakers. So they're using our generosity when it comes to prosecuting or not prosecuting lawbreakers against us now.
What about when they encourage them to be squatters?
Well, that's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're moving into Beverly Hills and squatting into houses and, you know, mansions and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
if it gets too bad, homeowners are going to just take the law into their own hands at some point.
Vigilante justice.
Yeah. Well, Backgam and Bob, we appreciate the call very, very much. And let's head over right now. We've got Anthony in Tampa. I think we got just enough time to hear what Anthony has to say here this segment. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yeah, good morning to you both. Following up on what Mary was commenting on, yeah, I think the fact is that we tend to self-deceive ourselves and kind of just focus on what's in the flesh, what's on the present. We don't focus on the supernatural, and there's only one religion that is propagating evil, and that's Islam. From the beginning, from Muhammad, his hatred for the Jews because they wouldn't follow his particular bent on his creed. It's a word called Judenhass. It was brought out in Nazi Germany. It was all focused on the Jews. This whole issue of anti-Semitism, there's other Semitic groups in the Middle East, but it's Judenhass. It's totally focused on the hatred of the Jews. And for those Jews on the left in this country, whether political, celebrities, or what other mediums or professional fields, they're self-deceiving themselves if they think that the Palestinians and those in the same ilk are going to be kind of kind to them because they're kind of being a little bit sympathetic to their cause. Believe me, they don't. They hate you to the core. So time to wake up. And I think Christians are the most pro-Israel group around, and I think we need to continue to stand up for them. So thank you so much, and have a great weekend to both of you. God bless.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless. Good commentary. And Denise, we appreciate you too very much. Hope that you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we are coming right back, folks. Stay right there. Final segment of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You know, I'm just going to say, how cool is it? And what other overnight radio program or any radio program that you know of has its own resident poet? I'm telling you, we are absolutely very fortunate here on this show and very blessed indeed. We have got a loyal listener base for this show that absolutely just overwhelms me. It really does. And all of our great regular contributors, we're all just very, very pleased. And I just want to express to everybody out there, we appreciate the messages. We appreciate the emails. We appreciate the calls.
This is really just very, very cool indeed. So once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about as we go through this final segment of the program this weekend. You can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. By the way, if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, whenever you're hearing this program, you can find out about our live streams over there. We have our GCN live stream that'll play the program live. It will also play the previous program once this program ends. The Wizards at GCN got us set up with that. We appreciate that so very, very much. You can also find out about the podcast, and you can find out more about the program and also links to our great regular contributors over there. Including, we spoke with Jimmy T. Smith on the Thursday edition from Concerned Veterans for America. We've got a link over there for Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check them out, see what they're up to. And by the way, those of you may be wondering about Frank Silvato. He was still feeling a little under the weather for the Friday edition, but he should be back with us on Monday. So we're looking forward to talking with him then. We want to encourage you, of course, to go over to his website, undergroundusa.com. Also check out his book if you haven't yet already, if you haven't picked up a copy yet. We're doing a book surge over the weekend here for Frank. He doesn't know anything about it. I'm just asking. I just think it'd be great if you haven't picked up his book yet, head over to amazon.com. You can type it in, type in nullification or type in Frank Silvato, or go to undergroundusa.com, and you can find all the information you need right there. But we'll be looking forward to talking with Frank on Monday morning. So once again, folks, so many things happening out there that it's hard to get a handle on everything that's happening out there all at once. But we're doing our level best, as we always do. And this is, Denise and I were just talking, the idea that there's so many things happening, it's that we're almost getting desensitized. And that's really sad, because a lot of times when people can just start tolerating a lot of things, it means that stuff doesn't really ever break through the noise. And there are egregious things happening. Event that we saw in El Paso, this should stop the White House in its tracks under normal circumstances, right? In a normal world, under normal circumstances, the fact that that happened should be a red alert, right? Captain Kirk would pound the arm of the command chair and say, red alert, and all the sirens go off, and everybody starts getting ready because we don't know what the heck's going to happen next. But we're at red alert, right? We have to be ready. Well, there's no red alert about this, except for people like this, like me on this program, or Denise or others, and there's no red alert. So this idea of being desensitized to things is very, very important. We can't let that happen. We just can't let that happen. And we're not going to let that happen. Because obviously, the noise that's out there right now has everybody just at each other's throats. And to keep that going, the far left loves to make sure that you're not able to get together, that you're not able to really decry the things that we're watching happening coming upon the face of the earth. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. It really, really is. But once again, folks, we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the final segment of the program right here. There is this poll. We mentioned this briefly earlier. This from Newsmax. Many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship, with a solid majority saying President Joe Biden wants to put former President Donald Trump in jail to stop his electoral chances, a new McLaughlin poll finds. We should note that the Russian President Vladimir Putin just won re-election by 88%. That's right. I'm just going to pose this question to the Joe Biden administration people. Does that mean that Vladimir Putin is protecting democracy? Okay, he just got 88% of the vote, quote, the vote. So
is their democracy okay? You know, he said jokingly. But back to the article. But he did so only after Putin first jailed his leading political opponent, Alexei Navalny, and many of his supporters. Sadly, Navalny recently died while in prison. And of course, they said, what do they say the cause of death was? I think initially it was that he up and died or something. I mean, it was some ridiculous thing like that. Now, Biden's playbook against Trump seems eerily similar. At least a majority of Americans' voters think so. In our new national poll, 56% of all voters think Biden really wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. A national poll of 1,000 likely voters with plus or minus 3.1% at the 95% confidence interval was completed between March 9th and 14th. Only 30% say it's not true that Biden's trying to jail Trump. A supermajority of Republicans, 86% agree that Biden is weaponizing the justice system against Trump. And so, you know, obviously, this is what's happening. Independents agree 50% to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons, with moderates agreeing 48% to 32%. Democrat constituencies also have a negative view of Biden's actions with African-Americans at 41%, Hispanics at 53%, and women at 53% agreeing. Biden and his legal henchmen have truly made Trump a sympathetic victim, and that's exactly what Frank Luntz was talking about. We had the clip earlier in the program. He was on CNN, and the CNN panel that Frank Luntz was on with, they were kind of looking at him like, what? You're telling us that by seizing President Trump's properties, his homes, his buildings, and this kind of stuff, and just trying to ruin him outright, that this is going to help him? Well, of course it's going to help him. And, you know, I'm hoping they don't actually go to that extreme. But just the thought of it, I think, is angering a lot of voters out there. You know, these are the kinds of stories that you would hear from a, quote, banana republic or some other unstable country on the face of the earth somewhere, and you would look at that and you'd say, well, that doesn't happen here. You know, poor them. They just don't have a great system the way we do. But yet you have Biden and company and whoever's sort of pulling the strings here, you know, they really do believe. Well, you know, because they look at some polls that say, well, if Trump got convicted, that might change somebody's mind. So the mission becomes convict him. Have you noticed something, though, folks? The mission is not go out there and win the election. Go out there and make your case. Go out there. If everything is so much better and all the numbers are great and the economy is going and you added 15 million jobs, which they didn't, they added more like 5 million jobs because about 9 or more of those were all pre-pandemic jobs that were lost that came back anyway. But yet they're still tweeting out, basically, we got 15 million jobs in the last 3 years. And it goes on and on. So instead of, you know, really trying to win the election, you know, they've got to go through these, all these machinations, putting them on trial and doing all this stuff. And that should just speak volumes. That should speak volumes. Because the question, my friends, the question has always been, and Reagan said it the best, and that's why I think it's endured, and that is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? He could say that in 1980, and people said, no, I'm not. I'm really not. And then Reagan can come back in 1984, ask the same question, and people would say, yeah, we are. We are better off. And the Biden administration could care less if you're better off or not, it would appear, because it doesn't matter. What matters is they're protecting democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, folks, thanks for listening this week. We're coming right back on Monday. Take care out there. Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend and stay safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.